This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News and Neurology channels. We are streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Bruce Rubin, a board-certified neurologist who specializes in neurorehabilitation and spasticity management, and he's here today to speak with us on upper limb spasticity. Dr. Rubin, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
So tell us, for starters, what exactly is upper limb spasticity?
Well, upper limb spasticity usually is a disorder that we see as a result of stroke or brain injury. Pretty much almost anything that occurs in the nervous system can cause spasticity, and it's basically a tightening of the muscles in an arm or a leg. Upper limb spasticity obviously refers to the arm. We see it in a lot of patients who have with strokes, brain injuries, spinal cord injuries, cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis. So it's fairly frequent for a neurologist to see.
And how does ULS impact the lives of those who suffer from upper limb spasticity?
Well, again, patients with spasticity often have very tight muscles, and you'll see them even when you walk around, you'll notice people, their elbows are flexed, their wrists are flexed, their hands may be in a fisted position. And clearly, keeping your arm that way will affect your ability to use it and do many activities that we take for granted, such as brushing our teeth, combing our hair, and so forth. So having spasticity in the arm can really have a dramatic impact on the patient's ability to be independent. It could affect their comfort. It could be painful. It can affect their hygiene, keeping their skin dry and clean. And it can affect not even their own function, but passive function. So maybe their loved ones want to cut their nails and they can't straighten out their fingers to cut their nails. It could be a problem. So it can have a lot of devastating effects.
Certainly sounds like it. Now, can you tell us about some treatment options, including Xeomin, the newest FDA-approved treatment?
Yeah, I think at this point, since upper limb spasticity is a more recognized phenomenon, botulinum toxin injections really are one of the main treatment options for this. Clearly, oral medications can be of some benefit, but when people have such bad spasticity in their arm, the injection of botulinum toxins allows the muscles to relax. Basically, when you inject that muscle in, when you inject that medication into a muscle, it stops the electrical signaling from the nerve to the muscle and ultimately causes the muscle to relax. And the best thing about it is it's not permanent. You inject it and it lasts about 3 months. And it works only in the area where you inject it. So it's a great therapy that can be targeted to where the problem is, and it's not permanent either.
Quite interesting. Today we're joined by Dr. Bruce Rubin, a board-certified neurologist who specializes in neurorehabilitation and spasticity management here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Neurology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Rubin, how is Xeomin different than other botulinum toxin treatments available?
Well, I guess the most common botulinum toxin out there is Botox. Xeomin is basically the same active molecule. There are a couple other toxins that are on the market, but the neat thing about Xeomin is it doesn't have any proteins attached to it, so they refer to it as a naked Botox. The reason that may be good is that people are less likely to develop immune responses to the medications because they're less immunogenic proteins. But it's the newest toxin out there that's been approved for upper limb spasticity, and it's fairly effective.
Lastly, have you seen your patients' quality of life improved?
Yeah, you know, it's just amazing to me. I've been doing this for a number of years, and patients, a lot of times, we'll inject them, they'll come back, and they look a little bit looser, but I'm not sure how much of a difference it made to them. And more often than not, they're absolutely blown away with the effects and so pleased with the effects. It may make a difference in their ability to function for some patients. So some patients I've had where they couldn't easily open a hand to carry a glass, or they can grasp a doorknob, but they couldn't let go of it. And then with the injection of Xeomin, they're able to do so. And so it really can have a huge effect on patients' quality of life, if not their function. It really depends on what our goals are, but yeah, it can make a big difference.
Certainly has been great to have had you and get us up to speed, especially to realize the availability and what Xeomin can do in regards to toxin treatments available. Where can listeners get more information per our discussion on Xeomin?
Sure. The makers of Xeomin have a website. It's www.xeomin, that's xeomin.com. So it's www.xeomin.com.
Well, once again, Dr. Rubin, we thank you for your time and for joining us for a moment here on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Well, thanks again.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Bruce Rubin, a board-certified neurologist who specializes in neurorehabilitation and spasticity management. And for more information, simply visit Xeomin.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News and Neurology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.